This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. A missing teenage girl has returned home in Independence County. The Sheriff's Office put out a request last Friday for information from the public that would lead to finding Sabrina Johnson. She apparently walked away from her parents' residence Thursday evening and did not return that night. The department's Sergeant Mike Mundy said the community once again showed its concern for one another by providing information regarding the missing female, Mundy said, and for that we are grateful. An Independence County man's been charged with theft by receiving in circuit court. Records show that Nathan Bowles of the 600 block of Cleghorn Chapel Road was involved in the theft of tools and other personal items from the Edward Lumpkin residence on Goody Creek Road. Records show that several hundred dollars worth of items, including hand and electric tools, guitars, saxophones, a chainsaw, laptop, computer, and television sets were stolen. Court documents say several of the items were found at local pawn shops. Bowles' bond was set at $25,000. In Izzard County, a Salem man and an Oxford woman were arrested in connection with the theft of an all-terrain vehicle and batteries at Oxford. Sheriff Tate Lawrence said 33-year-old Jeremy David Ray was charged with breaking and entering, and 25-year-old Rebecca Diane Farver was charged with theft by receiving. Ray remains in jail in lieu of bond, and Farver posted a $10,000 bond and was released from custody pending a court hearing. Also, an Ash Flat woman was arrested on numerous hot check warrants in Izzard, Fulton, and Izzard counties. Sheriff Tate Lawrence said 35-year-old Sandra J. Dillard posted an $1,868 bond and was released from jail. And a 28-year-old Mountain View woman was arrested on third-degree domestic battery charges. Sheriff Lawrence said Molly Marshall was released to a medical facility the day of her arrest. Independence County deputies are looking for a 2006 Suzuki L40 four-wheeler that was stolen sometime overnight Friday from the Kelly Joe Franks residence on Camp Dakota Road. The $7,000 ATV is dark green in color. And the Independence County Sheriff's Office took reports on 8 vehicle break-ins that occurred between Thursday and Saturday nights, with 4 of the break-ins occurring in West Batesville and 2 on Batesville Boulevard. Police say in most of the break-ins, a rock was used to break a window for entry. Various items in the cars were stolen, including cash from 2. This reminder that upcoming work on Greer's Ferry Dam will require the Arkansas Highway 25 bridge across the dam to be closed from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. tomorrow. The alternate route will be Highways 16 and 92 around the west side of the lake. Motorists are urged to plan around the closing and allow extra time to reach their destinations. And the average price starting this week of a gallon of gas in Arkansas is at $3.48 a gallon. Diesel up 3 cents to $3.95. And that brings you right up to date. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.